Parshas Vayakhel, Bruchim Aboim to everybody. We would like to look, Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, briefly tonight at a posuk in this week's parasha in Perek Lamed Hei, posuk Chof Tes. The Torah, as we know in Parshas Vayakhel, is a review, as it were, of the Binyan HaMishkan. And it recounts Moshe Rabbeinu's instruction to Klal Yisrael to construct the Mishkan and Klal Yisrael's participation in this tremendous mitzvah. And it says as follows. Now, let's listen carefully to the following pasuk to appreciate that there are a couple of words that definitely need explanation. And the Torah writes, Kol Ish Ve'isha, every man and woman, Asher Nodav Libon, who with generosity of heart, Lohovi Lochola Malocha, they brought all the Malocha, everything that was necessary to the Mishkan Asher Tzivo Hashem La'asot B'yad Moshe. So everything that was instructed to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Nediva slave, a generosity of heart on the part of Klal Yisrael. And then it says the following words, and you have to listen carefully to these words. And it says, Heviu b'nei Yisrael, nedovol Hashem. B'nei Yisrael brought this donation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you're paying attention carefully, you will have noticed that the pasuk already began, and it says, Kol ish v'isha, every man and woman. Now, what is that referring to? Any man or woman of which nation? Obviously, of Klal Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael. So the question therefore becomes, why at the end of the pasuk does it have to say, Heviu B'nai Yisrael, Nedov El Hashem? And B'nai Yisrael brought a donation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know that the nation being discussed over here is B'nai Yisrael. So really, the pasuk could have written, more briefly, Heviu Nedova Hashem. They brought a Nedova to Hashem. Who brought a Nedova to Hashem? Obviously, B'nai Yisrael. That's the nation that we're talking about. So why must the Torah add those extra two words? B'nai Yisrael brought the Nedava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the words that need explanation, and those are the words that we're going to try and explain. But again, the question has to be appreciated. If the Torah writes that men and women, obviously of Klal Yisrael, donated towards the Mishkan, why is it necessary for that very same pasuk to finish off by saying, B'nai Yisrael brought a donation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's obviously B'nai Yisrael. Who else would it be? So in order to understand this, we turn to a very precious sefer called Keheles Yitzchok. Now, Keheles Yitzchok is a small sefer, at least small in quantity, definitely not in quality. It was written by a Rav or a Darshan in Vilna about 150 years ago, and it's full of precious gems. Some of them are his own Divrei Torah, and some of them are quotes from other great Darshanim in Europe at his time that he heard. And in this sefer, he asks this question, the Keheles Yitzchok, why does the Torah, why does that pasuk have to finish off with the words, Heviu B'nai Yisrael? What are those extra two words adding? So he explains, and after all said and done, it's a remez. It's not the poshut pshat in the pasuk. But we're going to see that the Yesoid, the message behind the remez, is very critical to understanding the whole concept of building a Mishkan, and of course in turn, building a Beis HaMikdash. By way of introduction, he tells the following story. This story happened hundreds of years ago in the times of the great Maharsha. The Maharsha is of course familiar to us, the Mefarish at the back of every Masechta on Shas. The Maharsha was a Rav of a very large Kehillah in Europe. And it was decided that the Marshal was going to build a yeshiva. They made what's called a Even Hapino ceremony, groundbreaking or bricklaying ceremony to put down the first stone setting, as it were, the first one that was going to eventually be the yeshiva of the great Marshal. And the way he describes it there, all of the Kehillah, the Rabbonim, the Chashuvim, the Tamidei Chachamim, they were all there and they began a bidding process. And they were selling who is going to have the right to put down this first stone that will eventually be the beginning of that building, the yeshiva of the Marashah. Somebody there in the crowd approached the Gabbai, whoever was running the auctioning, and he said to him, he said, listen, I would like to buy this zechus, to have the privilege of putting down the first Evan in what's going to be the great yeshiva of the Marashah, but I don't want anybody to know that I am the donor. But I would like to purchase this zechus nonetheless. So whatever the price is, just keep on pushing it up. Money is no object. Whatever the price is, I'm willing and eager to pay for this zechus. So he did exactly as instructed. The price went up and up and up, and it became eventually an astronomical sum. He brings the amount, 500 ruble, which apparently at the time was an enormous sum of money. And, as it were, the hammer went down. It's been bought. 500 rubles. And, of course, nobody knew who was the anonymous donor. When the great moment comes, the Gabbai approaches this donor secretly and says, okay, you brought the... You purchased the zechus to put down the first stone in the Marashah's yeshiva. Go ahead. And he says, no, I'd like to be mechabed the Marashah himself to do so. So after the ceremony, the Marashah, of course, wanted to know, and he asked the Gabbai, the one who was in charge of the auctioning, tell me, who was the one who bid and paid for this aliyah and then was mechabed me to put down the first stone for the yeshiva? So he was introduced to the donor. And the Marshal thanked him very warmly and gave him his bracha, tiskul, and mitzvahs. And he said, tell me, what was it that pushed you to this tremendous zechus and a colossal sum of money? So this individual, this Jew, said to the Marshal, he said, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not a wealthy man. But we've been married for many years and we don't have children. So I was hoping, mit Hashem, this should at least be a zechus. So the Marashah gave him a bracha immediately. Indeed, in the zechus of being the builder, launching the process of building my yeshiva, indeed you should be zeicha to have a son, and mit Hashem, this son will learn in our yeshiva, the very yeshiva that you have helped construct. Tzadik Goyzer, Vashem Makayim, and indeed it was not long afterwards this person was Zeicha, and indeed he had a son. 13 years later, the boy turned Bar Mitzvah, and his father wanted him to be accepted to be enrolled in the yeshiva. But those in charge, the administration in the yeshiva, said, I'm sorry, we don't accept boys of that age. You're too young, you're only 13. This is essentially a yeshiva which is designated for a bochrim of older age. So the father of this boy said, I'd like to speak, please, to the Rosh Hashiva, the Marashah himself, b'chvoydo u'ba'atzmai. And the Marashah immediately remembered him. Ah, you are the one in whose zechus we have the yeshiva in the first place. There's no shaila whatsoever. Your son is immediately accepted, and indeed he was. And that is the story, the way it's brought in the Keres Yitzchok. Now, just as an aside, I remember I discussed this many, many years ago with Rav Kornfeld, Shlita, and the Poshut Pshat, L'chayra, there could be many understandings. The Poshut Pshat in this story, why indeed was this donor towards the yeshiva, Zeicha, to have a child of his own? So definitely a very simple, straightforward way of explaining this story is al pi medrash. In fact, it wasn't long ago I was sitting with my great Rebbe Rav Nosson Kopshitz Shlita in the Beis Peiro, and somebody indeed came in and said to him, I've been married for many years and we haven't been zeicha yet to children. So he said to him, I have a Kabbalah in the name of Rav Chaim Kamil. Chaim Kamil was one of the founding Roshei HaYeshivas of the Meir Yeshiva. And that is, in order that it indeed should be a zechus for you, you should try, be in touch with a local cheder, and you should pay tuition for a child whose family cannot afford to pay. That will be a zechula that eventually you yourself will have your own children. So when he left the Beis Eira, I said to Rav Nosson, I said, L'chaira, the makoir of this segula is from the following medrash. And indeed he agreed. Because the medrash says, fascinating medrash in Parashas Emor. The medrash quotes a pasuk in Iyov. This is all, by the way, in parenthesis. It's not our main subject tonight. The pasuk in Iyov says, Mi hikdimani va'ashalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who is it, as it were, who preempts me and I pay them? They preempt me and I pay them. So he says, Ze Ravok. This is somebody who is a bachelor and hasn't yet been Zeicha to find his Eza Kenegde. But if he pays, comes to town and he pays for the tuition of others, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olai L'Shalem. It's for me then to pay him and give him the Liten Loi Ben Zohar. And the Gemara gives many examples of this. Somebody built a sukkah before he owned the property. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensured he had a house. Somebody was makbid on tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensured he had begodim. You, as it were, preempt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're paying for the tuition of children before you yourself have children. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have preempted me, mi hikdimani va'ashalim. And the Medrash says, mufurish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will give him a ben zohar. So I said to Rav Nosson Kopshitz at the time, that's the poshut pshat in the segula of Rav Chaim Kamil. Such as pshat, it's a mufurish and a medrash. And indeed, l'chaira, that's pshat in his story as well with the marsha. That he paid this tremendous fee, this zechus of constructing yeshiva, by which he was ensuring that other people's children were zeicha to a Jewish education. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, through the bracha of the tzaddik, you will be zeicha to have your own children, and then the responsibility of their education. A member of Cornfield telling me years ago that people are waiting for a Yeshua, especially in this area. There's all types of fancy schmancy skulos, but the skula of Chazal HaKadoshim, here it is, Mefurash in the Medrash. Mefurash in the Medrash. I'll call upon him very often, close brackets, back to the Keheles Yitzchak. So the Keheles Yitzchak quotes this story. The person who donated money towards the yeshiva and eventually was zeicha to a son, children of his own. And he says that I'd like to suggest, he does not quote the medrash that we just mentioned, but he does quote a very similar Maimah Chazal, and this is the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan talks about the time when the Beis HaMikdash was constructed, not the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. And on the grand opening day, on the Chanukah Sabbais, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a tremendous festivities. And it says, a week of festivities eventually terminated and everybody went home. The Melech Shlomo gave everybody a bracha. And it says they came back home, the Toivei Lev, of gladdened hearts. This is the Pasuk in Melachim, and the Gemara says in Moed Katan, do you know what happened? Every one of them discovered shortly afterwards that their wife was in fact expecting a baby son. That's what it means, the Tevei Lev. So the Keheles Yitzchak says, there you have it. The story of the Marashah has a precedent, not just in Chazal, but really in the Pesukim. Those who built the Beis HaMikdash were Zeicher to children of their own. So what indeed is the explanation? What indeed is the explanation? Why is it that those who built a Beis HaMikdash or a yeshiva, which is of course a Mikdash Ma'at, they indeed were Zeicher to their own children? Why is that? Why is that Midah Keneged Midah? So here comes, Rabbi Yisai, the big Yesod. The Keres Yitzchak quotes in the name of the Alshich that really it all lies in one solitary word. Because if you go back to Parshas Truma, when the initial instruction to build the Mishkan is written there, and what does it say? Va'asu li mikdash, and they should construct for me a temple, a Beis HaMikdash, v'shochanti, and I will reside. What's the next word? B'soichom, amongst them. Isn't that word b'soichom strange? Shouldn't it have said, they should build for me a mikdash, v'shochanti, b'soichoi, and I will reside in it? So this one word, or more accurately, one letter at the end of this word, is very strange. So I think everybody knows the famous quote of the Alshich. Reb Chaim Volozhin also brings it down, and he says, "Besoichoi loy ne'emar." It does not say, I will reside in it. What does it say? Besoichom, in them. Who's them? In every single individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is essentially to be found where? Not just in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the hearts and souls of every single person who attaches themselves to the Beis HaMikdash. V'soichoi lo'i ne'emar. V'shochanti v'soichom, build the Beis HaMikdash and I will reside in them. In the hearts, in the nefesh, in the neshama of every single person who has a hand in building this Beis HaMikdash. Says the Keres Yitzchak, and here's the tremendous chiddush. If the building of the Beis HaMikdash is really not so much about housing the Shechina in that Mishkan, rather it's all about housing the Mishkan in ourselves, and every person who donates towards that Beis HaMikdash clearly has one agenda at heart, and that is to bring about Hashra'as Hashchina. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mido Keneged Mido. If you donated towards the Beis HaMikdash for purpose of bringing about extra Hashra'as Hashchina, where? Not in the wood, not in the gold or the silver of the Mishkan, but in the neshamas of human beings, then I indeed will give you children of your own who can also be the vehicle for further Hashra'as Hashchina. That's why it's Midah Keneged Midah. If you are keen to construct the Mishkan, thereby displaying this tremendous Ratzon of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu residing where? Not in the building, but in you, in human beings, then indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you extra human beings, meaning children of your own who can be a further vehicle, a home for the Shechina. That's why indeed Shlomo HaMelech constructs the Beis HaMikdash, and all those who are a part of it are indeed Zeicha to have children who themselves can be the home of further Hashra'as Hashechina. And that's why, says the Keres Yitzchak, if you look in the Psukim, the famous Psukim in Tehillim, Shir Hamalois Lishloimoi. What did Shlomo HaMelech say? Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav omlu boinov boy. The pasuk there is talking about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And what's the next pasuk? Hinei nachalas Hashem bonim. Why is that a continuation? Says Achilles Yitzchok, the Beis HaMikdash is itself called nachalot. There is a pasuk in the Torah that talks about El Amenucha Vel Anachalo. What Shlomo HaMelech is referring to is, it's true, the Beis HaMikdash is called Nachalo, but the real Nachalo is not the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, but rather those who build it. Nachalas Hashem is Bonim, Bonim Tzadikim. This is a terrific yesod of what the building of the Mishkan was all about. The building of the Mishkan was not to home, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not homeless and he doesn't need a home. The Mishkan was in order really to internalize the idea that we ultimately have to home the Mishkan, have to home the Shekhinah. We have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into ourselves and into our lives. The great Kotzker Rebbe, as a young child, he was in Cheder. And the Rebbe asked the children, he said to the children in his class, does anybody know where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And one little child who was destined to be the great Kotzker Rebbe put his finger up and he said, I know. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Wherever you allow him to be, that's where he is. This is this Yesod. Every single person is a roaming, moving Beis HaMikdash. The construction of the Mishkan, by being party to that, you're displaying your deep felt rotzein to be the one to house the Shekhinah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if that's the case, you yourself become a Mishkan. Not only that, you'll be zeicha to further Mishkanos by having children who themselves can also be the home to Ashras HaShekhinah. That, says the Keles Yitzchak, is what the story of the Marashah is all about. This person who donated money to the Beis HaMikdash, meaning to the yeshiva, which is a Mikdash Ma'at. Any mocking Torah is a Mikdash Ma'at. And if he was so keen, at own personal expense, to bring about Hashras HaShekhinah, so the Marashah's bracha became true, and he was zeicha indeed to further Hashras HaShekhinah by having a child himself who was another Beis HaMikdash. Says the Keles Yitzchak in conclusion, now let's come back to that first pasuk that we began with. Remember those two difficult words in the pasuk? Everybody came, men and women, to donate towards the Beis HaMikdash. And then what does it say at the end? Heviu b'nei Yisrael nedava l'Hashem. Why does it need to say Heviu b'nei Yisrael? We know we're talking about b'nei Yisrael. Which other nation could it be? Says the Keles Yitzchak, there is a remez. Those who donated to the Mishkan, Heviu b'nei Yisrael. They were zeicha to have bonim. They were zeicha to have children. That's what it means, b'nei Yisrael. This is not just a reference to which nation. We know exactly which nation. Heviu b'nei Yisrael. They were zeicha to have bonim Yisraelim, who themselves housed Kedusha, housed Shekhinah. A magnificent piece in the Keheles Yitzchak. As I mentioned before, this is clearly not the Poshut Pshat. It's a remez. But the message behind the remez is even more important than the remez itself. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Kotzker Rebbe said, as a little boy? Wherever you want him to be. Wherever you allow him in, that's exactly where he is. And if you allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your lives, and you lead a godly life, then as it were, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of you, inside your guf v'neshama, such that you become a Beis HaMikdash. We all know that in the beginning of this week's parasha, and this is very much connected to what we're discussing, the first tzivui in this week's parasha, even before Moshe Rabbeinu mentions the Mishkan, is of course Shabbos Kodesh. Sheishes Yomin, 6 days you do your work, and then there's Shabbos Kodesh. What is the juxtapositioning? So I think we all know Divrei Chazal. Why is Shabbos written next to the mitzvah of constructing the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan? From here we learn that however important the mitzvah is of building the Mishkan is, but greater still is the mitzvah of Shabbos. You cannot build the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan on Shabbos. Listen, if you will, to the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. You must keep the Shabbos, says the Torah. Shabsoisai tishmoiru. Because this is the great ois, the great sign, beini u beinechem, Lo da'as, that you should know, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, because I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sanctify you. Listen now to the most remarkable Chassam Sefer, which is almost a tautology, because every Chassam Sefer is remarkable. Says the Chassam Sefer, the most simple of simple mathematical equations. We all understand that building the Beis HaMikdash is a tremendous mitzvah. Possibly Mikdash, Shochanti B'Seichon, building a home, as it were, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina, Avodah, Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim, Karbonos. What could be a greater mitzvah than that? And the answer is, there is something greater than building the Mishkan. What is that? Shabbos Kodesh. However important building the Beis HaMikdash is, but the mitzvah of Shabbos is greater still. Says the Chassam Sefer, but there is one thing, one mitzvah that outdoes Shabbos as well. And what is that? When would we be mechallel Shabbos? To save the life of a Jew. To prolong the life of a Jew, we are mechallel Shabbos do'iraisa. If you can extend the life of a Jew by 10 seconds, you can do 1,000 melachas do'iraisa on Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sefer, look at this. If Shabbos is greater than the Beis HaMikdash, but saving a Jewish life is greater still than Shabbos, then we know that every single member of Klal Yisrael, mathematical equation, is clearly more chashuv than the Shabbos, which is in turn more chashuv than the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, do you know why? Because every individual is a Beis HaMikdash. And that's what that pasuk means. Keep the Shabbos. Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. There's one word in that pasuk, and you know what it says? Ach, es shavsoisai. Ach always means a milut. And it's from here that Chazal learn, yes, you have to keep Shabbos. That's the rule. But there's an exception to the rule. What's the exception? On which occasion do you not have to keep Shabbos? Pikuach nefesh. Why? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I sanctify you. Do you know what that means, I sanctify you? Says the Chassam Sefer, listen to these words. Kamo azo ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Look at the great intensity of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has towards Klal Yisrael, that you can build a Beis HaMikdash. More important than that is Shabbos. More important than life, that is a few seconds of extra life of every Jew. Do you know why? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, she'iker kedushosti hu bochem. My main kedusha is not to be found in the Beis HaMikdash, is to be found very much in you. And I found the Chassam Sefer himself in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Tes on the base, says the same Yesoid, but here he adds three words. Ki ani Hashem mekadishcha. Why? Ki heichal Hashem heima. What is that phrase, ki heichal Hashem heima? That is undoubtedly a quote, word for word, for the pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi. In Yirmiyahu HaNavi, in Perek Zayin, Yirmiyahu HaNavi foretells the pending destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And then he tells them that you have to realize, Heichal Hashem Heima. Heichal Hashem Heima. Who is that? Says the Malbim. You have to realize that if you are not Chozer B'Tshuva, then do you know where the real Churban is? Not in the building. Not in destruction of the building. Rather, in the destruction of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Heim Heichal Hashem. They are the real Beis HaMikdash. And when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, the real Avelus is over Churban of Klal Yisrael. We are the Beis HaMikdash. And we can understand this, by the way, very simply. The physical construction and building of the Beis HaMikdash is by definition finite, and it is limited to one particular area. If you wanted to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you'd have to find it in Yerushalayim. What about Shabbos, which is also, as it were, a type of Beis HaMikdash, a day full of Kedusha? That's not only limited to Yerushalayim. What does the Pasuk say in the beginning of this week's Sedra? Lo yisavaru eish when? B'chol moishvei seichem. Shabbos exists everywhere. But it's only one day a week. What is it that eclipses the Shabbos? The Jew. Every Yid. Every Yid is a Beis HaMikdash. Where and when? Not just in Yerushalayim and not just on Shabbos. But every place and every moment. And that's why it outdoes, it eclipses the Beis HaMikdash and the Shabbos, because it's all of the Beis HaMikdash, it's all of the Shabbos, all rolled into one. This is a tremendous yesod, and it's all hinted to in that one letter, the Shochanti B'Seichom. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't so much as reside in the Beis HaMikdash, B'Seichoi, but rather in them, in every single person. As the Kotzker Rebbe said, to what extent does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah reside in every one of us? To the extent that we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Let me just finish with the most incredible Meshech Chochmah. I found this last night. And you'll see how beautifully that this ties into our theme. The Meshech Chochmah of Meir Simcha of Divinsk is to be found in Parshas Pinchas. And he tells us that we all know the Gemara on Sukkos. There were 70 Purim, 70 cows that were sacrificed. Keneged, the 70 nations of the Goyim. Why were these Purim brought to the Beis HaMikdash? He brings a Maim Chazal as an atonement, as it were, for Tumas Mikdash, defiling the Beis HaMikdash. Asks Rabbeinu Meir Simcha HaKohen of Divinsk, what does that mean? How can you possibly bring a korban, as it were, on the behalf of Goyim for the Avera of Tumas Mikdash? The Goyim defile the Mikdash? They didn't even enter the Beis HaMikdash. There's no shaykhus to the Beis HaMikdash. If a Jew would enter the Beis HaMikdash Tomei, then yes, he has violated that Avera. He has become an over Avera. He has be metamei the Mikdash. A goy is metamei the Mikdash? What does that mean? Says the Meshech Chochmah, Iker HaMikdash Hu Yisrael. What does it mean the goyim defile the Mikdash? Which Mikdash? Klal Yisrael. Because we are the Beis HaMikdash. And he quotes that pasuk v'shochanti b'seichom. It doesn't say b'seichoi, b'seichom. Every Jew is a living, roaming Beis HaMikdash. When the goyim are mashpia, when they influence negatively in Klal Yisrael, that is a defilement of the Mishkan and of the Mikdash. A remarkable Meshech Chochmah. The Aveira of the Goyim being Metamei the Mikdash means Metamei Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael are the Mikdash. And when we are not leading the lives that we should, when we allow the non-Jewish influence into our home, then we need to know that the Goyim are being Metamei the Mikdash, because we are the Mikdash. And that's why you have to bring Korbonos on behalf of the Goyim for the Avera of being Metamei the Mikdash, meaning Metamei Klal Yisrael. This, of course, gives us an altogether deeper and different understanding. When we see in our times, for example, Gedolei Yisrael leading the war against technology and internet and non-Jewish influence into our homes, essentially, what do they mean? What they mean is, we want to preserve the sanctity of the Mikdash. Which Mikdash? The Jew. Every Yid is the Mikdash. And by allowing the influences of technology to pervade our homes and pervade our souls, what's happening is Tumas Mikdash. Every Jew is a Mikdash. And this is the Yisrael that we wanted to share tonight. The Shochanti V'Soichom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides in us to the extent, as the Kotzker Rebbe said, to the extent that we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. And in that Zechus, said the Keres Yitzchok, the one who donated money towards the Mikdash, towards the Mikdash Ma'at, was Zeicha to further Hashros Hashchina, children of his own, who could also be housing the Mikdash, housing Hashros Hashchina. May it be the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we indeed should see and live a fulfillment of the Shochanti B'Soicham, and to always remember the words of the Chasam Sofer, Kamo Azo, how intense this love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is towards Klal Yisrael. Why? Because every member of Klal Yisrael is a Beis HaMikdash. Ikar Kedushasi Hu Bochem. The main Kedusha, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be found? In us, in the neshama of every single individual Yid. I wish you all a very good Shabbos.
Yeah, good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
All the best, everybody.
Call. Oh, Shabbos.